The next patient is Booker Johnson. The last name is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And the first name is B-O-O-K-K-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American, a patient of Dr. Lugo, period. He has been referred to this office because of the presence of the CKD stage 4. The patient comes today for a follow-up, and we found out that the serum creatinine is 1.58, and the estimated EFR is up to 48, which makes him a 3A with a proteinuria of 500 milligrams in 24 hours, A3, period. And the kidney ultrasound is consistent with hyperechogenicity. There is no evidence of obstruction or calcifications. However, evidence of hyperechogenicity, which is consistent with a chronic process. Period. The patient is feeling well. Number two, he has arterial hypertension. During the last visit that was in December of 2022, the blood pressure was 102 over 73 and the patient was 210 pounds. Today he comes with 209 pounds with a blood pressure of 123 over 86, which is non-acceptable in this particular moment. After investigation, the patient is using salt, and it's going to be very difficult for us to control the hypertension and the proteinuria when the intake of salt is elevated. The patient was instructed about the need to have less than two grams of sodium in 24 hours. This is not a matter of adjusting medications. Following number. The patient has a history of gout on an allopurinol. The uric acid is an acceptable range. Following number, hypothyroidism that is well controlled. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia any longer. The patient is taking the Jardians. If the potassium comes down, he will be a candidate too. Get Kerendia in order to have a nephroprotective effect. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient is having several episodes of diarrhea. He has been referred by the primary to the gastroenterologist. Following number, the patient says that he has difficulty hearing through the right ear, and there is a wax plug that has to be removed. We spend 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, then the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.